Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we do ask that you please discontinue the use of all portable electronic devices. If you have any questions about a particular device, please call 602-277-5827, 602-277-KTAR.
And if you call that number, you're going to get us, Brandon Disney, Ken Colburn, the Data Doctor. Wow.
Huh?
You're right on it, aren't you?
I'm whipping it. That's all my talent, all my skills wrapped up in one piece of equipment.
As with most of us, Brandon is a frustrated musician trapped in a computer guy's body.
Trapped inside of a married guy, trapped inside.
Something like that, yeah. So, we are also taking your saddest disaster data disaster stories because we have the world-famous Data Vault, a product and service package that we sell in our stores to help our customers keep from losing all of their data.
And losing their minds with it.
Losing their minds, and it's an easy automatic backup system that we found that we have to make it as simple as possible for our customers, so we did. And so we have, for the person with the saddest data disaster story, we're going to install one of these and set it up and get them all set up so that they won't ever have that disaster. Well, it'll be one disaster in their life, and that's it.
One less disaster.
One less disaster.
If you wanted to get a preview of what it is that you could win, you right there, the guy who just wrote to us, you can go to datadoctors.com/datavault.
Slash. Which slash?
It can go forward or backward slash, man.
I love the internet.
Slash Data Vault.
So check that out. All right. Who's on the line there?
I believe who was the that? Fungus Among Us. It's our mold of the computer corner.
Oh, yeah.
Lewis?
Sort of following on your theme of what's to buy.
How about a phone that's got a real clear connection?
So, Lewis, how's it going?
That's about how you sound, man.
Moldy.
Moldy. Yeah, you got moldy phones. So what's on your high-tech gadget wish list?
Oh, I did a lot of researching for camcorders, digital camcorders, and found they've got tape machines and mini DVD machines.
Well, they also have hard drive machines.
They're out of my price category.
Now, JVC's got one that's got a hard drive where you're just going directly to the drive.
Yep, for what, 23 hours or something of time? Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, until the hard drive crashes.
Yeah,
but it is cool until then.
Until then.
I wonder if you could hook a Data Vault up to the mini DV camera.
Wow.
Wow.
You'd have all this stuff strapped on. So nice. which one has landed into your sights there?
Well, either the tape or the DVD. And I found the tapes are much less expensive, much less expensive.
Do you have like a model and a brand?
Well, there's several that I would settle for depending on what price I can get. But mainly the format between the two. DVD, a lot more hassle to record, but playback is easier. If you drop it into the lake, you can fish it out, dry it off, and still use it.
Yeah. Electronics do real well in moisture.
So what's the price range of the tape units?
Price range of the tape units around $300 or so.
$300 and probably all the usual suspects, Sony, JVC.
Yep.
Yeah.
I figured something out about Lewis here.
He likes water?
I think he lives in a bomb shelter because it sounds like he's calling from a cave, and it's just weird. He's just a weird guy.
No.
Anyway, would you recommend one, either the tape or the DVD over the other?
The DVD or the laser-driven devices that I've used in the past, the problem I have with them is the laser head, if it gets out of alignment, you're all done. And it gets real tough to get that back into alignment. And since these are very mobile devices, you know, you drop it or you shake it. They're designed to be able to withstand that. But I always have that because that's a floating head, that read-write head for DVD or CD-type devices. It's got to float back and forth. And I've experienced devices where that alignment becomes a problem.
The upside to the DVD-based ones is that while you're recording, it's recording to the DVD. So you can just take that thing right out of that DVD recorder and put it into your DVD player, and it's ready to roll.
Well,
but obviously the downside is all the things that Ken mentioned, and there's some compatibility issues that come into play too.
That's not always the case either. If you've got an older DVD player, you pop it out of your DVD camcorder and you pop it in and it doesn't play and you're going, what happened? I didn't get anything. I screwed it up. I got to do it over again. You burn another one and go, oh, wait a minute. I've wasted two DVDs.
No, you didn't waste them. You made colorful holiday coasters if you flip them upside down.
Yeah, there are. When it comes to DVDs, there's still competing standards. So do be warned, be forewarned that, the DVDs that you burn from those kind of cameras, or any kind of DVD burner, actually, there's no guarantee that it's going to work in everything. It's getting better. It's not near as bad as it used to be, but it's getting much better.
I put Louis back on hold because it was just so hard.
Too much noise.
Yeah.
All right, Louis. Hey, thanks for your input. Obviously, the camcorder, DV video, I mean, all the motion video. I mean, digital cameras have kind of taken the kind of the forefront. They're kind of at the front of the stage now for most people. And they do a marginal job of motion video. You know, 10, 15, 30-second videos.
Yeah. But if you want to get one, our advice, stick with something tape-based. A mini DV is generally the format preferred. And it's still recording on a tape. And no, it's not analog. Yes, it's digital. Yes, you can use a tape and digital at the same time. It's
DV, doesn't that stand for digital video? I know.
Yeah. They're kind of like, they're not the size of a cassette. They're like little baby little tapes.
Things,
and they work really well. And there's less prone to breakage. And you can replace tapes cheaply and... You know, it's all good, basically.
So check out the resources. I guess we're coming up here on a break. Check out the resources we have at our website for great gadgets for the holidays. DataDoctors.com. Click on the radio show section. Chatty Boy did a great job of putting together some resources there in the resources section. Some different...
We're not getting any reaction out of him at all.
No.
I think it's one of those reverse psychology things, though, where he's figuring if he gives us no reaction that we'll stop because he really hates it.
Well, we have mom and dad in the studio. Chad's mom and dad are here in the studio.
Yeah, we're getting fed all the goods
on all the fun
names for Chatty Boy.
We're gonna start a blog.
When we come back from the break, we got our Geek Speak of the Week. We got lots of callers with lots of questions like Andrew, Michael, Mike, and Lee. You folks sit tight. We're going to get to you just as soon as we come back. We got a free line open at 602-277-5827. And don't forget, we're still looking for the biggest tale of woe.
Yes, your previous pain could be today's gain. We're giving away the world-famous Data Doctors Data Vault backup system to the worst data loss tragedy that we see in our inbox before the 1:30 break.
You submit that online, datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section and look for the links to either ask a question or make a suggestion. Just submit through those links there. Your tale of woe.
And if you're new to our show, we have a free newsletter you can sign up for while you're at our website. Just look in the free help section. You can see examples of the newsletter as well as the ways that you sign on and sign off.
Sit tight. Hang on while we pay a few bills right here on the Computer Corner News Radio 620 KTAR.
Hi, this is...